The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got a minute after 10. Morning, everybody. We're in May. We are Saturday, May 27th, 2023. I'm Peter Boyles on the air, 710 KNUS, 303-696-1971 is the number, and lines are wide open. Slow morning. 77 will be the high today. We get rain this afternoon. 78 on Sunday, get rain in the afternoon. 80 on Monday, and get rain in the afternoon. Throwing everybody off. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. A couple of different things. It's been a really interesting morning. Good, philosophical, smart people. When I found that this Saturday squeeze box has really become a good place to stretch out a little bit and to push some things around. Colorado is set to get In God We Trust license plates. And we were talking about how the money, 1954, the money becomes has that brand on it as well, In God We Trust. And asked the question, some smart people, man, came running in and said, you know, what did it replace? When we got In God We Trust, what motto was taken off the money? And then we talked about why, you know, in 1956 it happened, but it took it a couple years to get there. And it was the Knights of Columbus. I remember the Knights of Columbus really well when I'm a kid, you know, on a Memorial Day parade. There would be a Memorial Day parade. Remember when this was Decoration Day for old guys, and the graves would be decorated, particularly the military graves, but it was everybody's, your grandma's grave, and guys would go and do this, but there would always be a parade. I shouldn't say, well, yeah, I mean, like, as far back as I can remember, there would be a parade. Allegheny River Boulevard would have a parade. And we usually played our first Little League game that day. And there would be a doubleheader. Not that we played a doubleheader. There would be four teams playing. And the Knights of Columbus would march. And they had like those They had more like the British Admiralty had those hats. And they had those on. And they had capes. And then the swords. And the swords, like, kept covered up the capes. And they marched. The Union marched. VFW guys marched. Fire trucks. And later on Labor Day, when I was working as a kid, the unions would have these blowout. They were the best. And they'd take two sawhorses and put them down and take doors. It's true that didn't have any hardware on the doors, and they made bars. And then the beer truck would come from Iron City, and here comes summer, right? So they would parade, and that was always like here, you know, it was like the beginning of summer. I think school was probably out by then, or maybe there was one more day. So we got to coming up. The guys are coming up on the show. Joe Williams and Sandy coming up, and we're talking about Jim Brown, and I got to meet Jim Brown. And Jim Brown was something else. And then somebody nailed, we were talking about the great athletes. And I read this last night and brought it into work. ESPN's Sports Century in 1999 ranked Jim Brown fourth among the 50 greatest athletes of the 20th century, trailing Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth, and Michael Jordan. And Brown was chosen by the NFL, top 100 NFL greatest players, second greatest player. They put him behind Jerry Rice. I don't get that. I think I'd have put him ahead, but so what? And he was named the greatest college football player of all time. And I met him, and he'd been through a lot. I was like a Jim Brown fan. And so with Joe Williams, loved Jim Brown, and so did Sandy. So, and just having the guys on just makes the show work. So much more, you know, it's like relax and let your two friends talk. And the other one is how Colorado, you know, in God We Trust on the plates. And then Lauren Boebert. And this week, this phone call shows up with her son calling the cops on the father in these months before the divorce filing. And they're going to come for this woman. They're coming for her with both guns, both barrels. And I don't know if she lasts. The you know, it goes back, and if Trump's on the ticket and everything that goes with it, but we'll see. I don't know if they're going to come at her with both barrels. All right, we're getting ready to take some calls. 303-696-1971. Waiting for Joe and Sandy, and Joe will be on at 11. Lou's cleaning calls. But they're coming after Lauren Boebert, and they're gonna dirty up the box. Watch what happens. So what are we going to do? We're doing it. I get to be, I guess, at the summit 2 days. I got the phone call from my boss, from Kelly Michaels, and he said, hey, do you want to do Friday, want to do Georgia's show, and then turn around and do Monday show, or rather Saturday show? And I went, yeah, you bet. I'd love to do that. Okay, here we go. All right, we go to Stephen. Stephen, thank you, brother man. You're out of the box. You're first.
Morning, Pete.
Morning, sir.
So, In God We Trust did not replace E Pluribus Unum.
Okay.
Pull out a coin. They're both on there.
Well, according to what I read last night, on the dollar bill, that's where it was replaced. I mean, I don't know. I'm just reading it. Let me read it to you, and then I'll tell you. In God, here it is. By the way, the phrase "In God We Trust" has been the official national motto since 1956, when it replaced E Pluribus Unum, which means "from many, one," and there was no license plate for that one. You could be right. I mean, I wouldn't argue with you, but that's what I read last night.
Well, I don't happen to have a dollar bill on at the moment.
neither one of us.
But pull out any coin, whatever coin you want.
Okay.
It's on there. Okay. They're both on.
I take your word for it. I'm just telling you what I read.
Don't take my word for it.
Okay.
Pull out a coin and look.
Okay. Well.
That's it. Just wanted to get that corrected.
The bill. What about on the license plate?
Well, so what's the situation? Is it going to be mandatory?
No, I don't know. I think it's selective. I think that if that's what you want to, you'll pay. You know, you'll pay the price. Like it's like the ski country plates.
Well, then, what's the problem?
Well, I'm not. I'm asking people what they think. That's all.
Well, if somebody wants to pay to have it on there, I got no problem with it.
Okay.
Why? Why should that be a problem?
There's
pro-life license plates.
Yes, there are.
You know, there's. You can get a license plate for almost anything these days.
That's it. Here it is.
And if somebody elects to have that on their license plate, why should anybody care?
Well, the state offers 50. This is the same article that said about the coins. The state offers 50 special group license plates with themes ranging from Italian-American heritage to supporting pollinators, I guess that's bees, foster families, Pueblo chilies, and the troops, all individually authorized by the state's lawmakers. And I read this as in parentheses. This is in addition to dozens more for alumni of various institutions, military veterans, and others. Colorado now has more than 200 specialty license plates, and they put the list out. But In God We Trust, a plate taken on a life of its own. And it's become, again, I'm reading this to you, it's because both a topic of philosophical debate. Would issuing such plates be an unconstitutional endorsement outside being asked to deter the spot in some sponsors. And indeed, there's something to the having a string attached to In God We Trust. Democrats had requested, considering giving fewer speeches, or they're mad at this guy Bottoms that wants it. In the end of the day, there are negotiations going on. This is from a Democrat minority leader, Monica Duran. Sometimes in negotiations become a suggestion that someone should stop filibustering. That's inside baseball. Bottom said he refuses to go along, and they're bullying him. But there is, I think, more of a connection to In God We Trust than there is Pueblo Chili's.
Well, I can't come up with one at the moment, but I'm sure there are other states whose motto. Colorado's motto. You'll see Newman.
Right? Yeah, right. But that's where
which
the
means nothing without God.
Yeah.
Correct?
No. Is it still that, or have they moved that one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But by the way, I did pull out a bill, and there is not E Pluribus Unum on a bill.
Could be right.
They took it off of the dollar bill.
What about the?
It's still on coin.
What about the eye? Does it say it above the eye on the back? Do you have what is it? A dollar?
No, I don't have a dollar. I have a $5 bill. So you know.
No, I don't think it's there, but I can't argue because I'm just reading from a story.
Yeah. Well, it could be possible that it replaced it on the dollar bill, but they are both on any coin. So, and as far as the motto on the license plate, I just don't see what the issue is. Unconstitutional, that's what they're trying to say, that it's unconstitutional for somebody to elect to have that on their plate.
But it gets back to, I don't know how old you are, but the Pledge of Allegiance that changed, and then the Lord, and then praying in school. I was a school prayer kid. I don't know if you were or not.
I have been in schools where they had school prayer.
No. That's probably a private situation. But in public school, we used to pray in the morning. And then I remember coming back to school one year, and then we had God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And it hadn't been there before. And then And then prayer, school prayer. I think I went all the way through school with school prayer. But so I'm trying to remember. I don't know what year prayer got kicked out of school. 62. Okay. Well, right afterward. Yeah. 62 is they got rid of prayer. So all of these arguments are like the repetitiveness of the same argument.
Well, you know, I suppose it's up to what the people decide through their elected representatives.
Actually, I thought the courts decided it.
Well, I don't see how the courts can say that
sure.
Making references to God is unconstitutional.
Well, it is religion a neutral topic in the country? I mean, it's just the same conversations we're having, but is...
Well, if it's a specific religion, I would agree. You cannot create the Church of England or the Church of the United States. But if it's the general, God as you worship him.
Yeah. But if you're bringing it into the public arena, then you've crossed the line.
What?
Sure. I mean, Jefferson's firewall is it, you know, you can either, you can't recognize nor defeat a religion. It stands alone, but it can't be, you can't bring it into the public arena. I mean, it's an ongoing argument.
So wait a minute. people who are proselytizing for their religion in public should be arrested?
No, I never said that. What it means is in school, that listen to me, in situations where it's the public sector, schools were the best example, that you can't pray in school because it's a public place where kids of all kinds of denominations or lack of denominations are in there, and you are indoctrinating them by doing that.
I can see that point.
Suppose your children are Pakistani immigrants who arrive here, and you're not Christian, and your kids go to school, and there's a Christian prayer, and everybody adheres to it. Or would you rather have them nobody at prayers at home or at the mosque?
Well, okay, but again, Peter, I agree that the state cannot promote any particular religion.
Nor deny.
But if they want to, you know, acknowledge that lots of people believe in God, including Pakistanis or whoever, and whatever their religion is, I don't see the harm. And if you don't want to participate, you don't have to.
But that's the point of it. Then it's forced, and that means the government.
It's not forced.
Yeah, of course it is. If
you're
saying,
I want my child to be excused.
No,
why
all children should be excused from it, not just yours.
Well,
see, you're that's that. I mean, this has been an argument since the Federation Papers. This has been something that the framers talked about. What do you do with this? And if somebody says, if you brought it into a classroom or brought it into a place where there is a public education, and it isn't as much as it used to be. It used to be the return to prayer in school. It used to be a huge, even when I first got into talk radio, it was people wanted prayer in school returned. And then you ask them, okay, then what do we do with it? And I was, you know, you had to take turns reading the Bible every morning. And it would be your turn. I mean, you couldn't cop out of it. You had to go up and read the Bible. And then I remember that there was, I don't know what year it must have been. We came back and said in the Pledge of Allegiance had God in it. And that goes back to the situation you're talking about, 54, to when the Knights of Columbus got those things returned, or actually placed in, not returned, but placed into it, you know. But I do remember it very well. So, there, as always.
So, as far as on the license plate, again, as long as it's not mandatory, I don't see the problem with it.
Others will.
Well, lots of people see problems where there aren't problems.
Yeah.
Because
others will.
They're too sensitive. They can't, not can't take a joke, but they can't acknowledge that other people think differently than they do.
And that's what makes talk radio work.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks. 303-696-1971. The law offices of Dan Kaplis and Danny Believes, and he is believed to be the only lawyer in Colorado history to win 5 straight multimillion-dollar jury verdicts in a motor vehicle crash cases. He is my friend. I got a text from him this week. Danny and his partners, largest truck crash jury verdict in Colorado history. The firm's history of 7-8-figure settlements and verdicts speaks for themselves. The firm, good people, all walks of life, without regard to the ability to pay and receive the level of legal representation that the rich and powerful enjoy. See the man, Dan Kaplis Law, believes talk is cheap, experience counts, results matter. The firm would be happy to share with you its track record of outstanding jury verdicts and out-of-court settlements. Kaplis's law firm believes the who you hire says more about you to everybody involved in the case. Suggest that you choose the law firm that states your values. The firm believes in its core values, the foundation of historic success, faith, integrity, hard work, and dedication to righteous causes. If you need Danny's help, call the man, 303-770-5551, kaplislaw.com, kaplislaw.com. Please, he's there, and he is my friend. You need help, 303-770-5551, dankaplislaw.com. 710 KNUS, happy music on a Saturday morning, the 27th of May, 2023. It's been a dead morning on the phones, man. Lines are dead, 303-696-1971. We get jam lines and then it gets discombobulated. And so if you were waiting to get on the show, you can come on the show. If you caught busy, pick up the phones and jump in now. 303-696-1971. It's kind of a catch-as-catch-all morning. Coming up, as I mentioned, the two and only, Sandy Clough and Joe Williams. Sandy's working again, and Joe's in The Lion in Winter. But the guys are going to talk about Jim Brown. But we're talking about, you know, I thought about to expand it out and the idea of who were the greatest of these athletes. In 1999, Jim Brown was the fourth. Muhammad, Babe Ruth, and Michael Jordan. Have the guys talk about those things. Back to the phones we go. We're awaiting. Let's go. Oh, go to Rusty. Rusty, you're on a radio show, man. Thanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I don't really have any particular thing to talk about. I just wanted to check and see if you're okay. You're talking a little slower than normal, and, you know, you called the Federalist Papers the Federation Papers, and I'm serious question. Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I did that. I know when I said it, and as soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong.
Well, I've never heard you make a factual mistake before. I don't agree with many of your opinions, but with some of your opinions, anyway.
Well, no, I mean, it's like I have this thing where I've been listening to talk radio, and it's become like angry white guy radio. Have you thought about that?
You know, angry people are angry people, and I wish people wouldn't talk about angry white people or angry black people or anything. It's just, you know, people are angry. I mean, the reason people generally would call and have their voices heard is, I would think, because they don't really agree with something that's going on or being discussed in the, you know, in the public.
Has talk radio become more angry in these last 2.5 years?
And I know exactly what you're, you know, driving for, is for me to say yes, and that's because...
No, I don't need you to say yes or no. I just...
I wish we had Mike Rosen back on the air, for instance. Somebody like that.
Yeah.
Even keeled and all of that. But as far as the callers and the quality of the callers, I think a lot of Trump people are making their voice heard, and many of them are angry, and some of their grievances are justified, but certainly not all of them. And, that's a big part of the political climate today. And then Joe Biden is so feckless and just out of it that many of us are angry at that condition of our country, that's who we have as president.
Have you seen
our second most logical choice is Donald Trump, who's a lunatic.
Rusty, how old are you?
Friggin' old, man. No, I'm 68.
I'm
a kid compared to you.
Have you seen things as nuts as they are now ever in 68 years?
Well, yes, I have. But we weren't as aware of it because media was not so ubiquitous. The late 60s, early 70s were completely crazy, much worse than things are now. But now it's amplified via social media and just the ubiquity of media, including 24/7 cable, 24/7 talk radio, everything. And that results in there being more news, more people aware, and it results, frankly, in more polarization.
But see, and I don't believe that. I when
you don't believe what?
Well, when Nixon resigns and the war ends and Gerald Ford becomes president, the music changes, the styles change, well, the drugs change, the social.
Did I not say the 60s and 70s? I was really referring to that period of time from like 1967 through probably 71.
But tell me the
war, the protests, the cities burning, the colleges taken over, all that stuff. If we'd had 24/7 media, then country might not have survived it.
See, and again, I disagree, because when it ended, it ended.
Now, well, this hasn't ended yet, and we don't know if.
Do you see an end? I don't want to lose that. Rusty? All right. We'll go to Jay. Rusty, come back. Jay, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
Hey, I think angry is a great word for a nation, but angry white guy is a stretch and then some. We're all pretty angry if we have a brain, I think. We know that Joe Biden is destroying our country. Our military is going to pure crap. We know that things are costing way more because they keep printing money. We know that they're going to raise the debt ceiling because they're spending more than we bring in, and we've brought in absolutely more this year than ever before, and last year more than ever before that. I'm pretty angry about that. We can't make do with $4 trillion.
That is my point. That's
exactly. I'm angry for a lot of reasons.
Exactly.
But I think it's an angry nation, not an angry white nation. I think it's people have no other forum than talk radio.
There's dozens and dozens of forums on the internet. And
there's not.
Yeah. Okay. Having said that, same question. How old are you?
I am 57.
Okay. Yeah, you're a younger man. Have in your lifetime have you seen things this intense?
Never.
Me neither. And I'm
but
an old
again,
guy.
Again, in your lifetime, have you seen things this backwards, this messed up, this stupid?
No.
No. Does it make you angry?
It makes me sad.
It makes me both.
Yeah.
I have more depth than to be sad. I am angry. I am pissed. I am very sad.
Yeah. And I hear this daily drumbeat of intensity without there's no offer. There is, and these are the kinds of things that are, they're empire destroyers. They're the Death Star. And I'm watching it, and I'm saying to myself, you know, the more in depth you read in history, the more repetitive you see the future.
Do you see any real change coming anywhere ever? Because the powers that have the power are not going to let a lot of change.
I was trying to write last night, and that's the conclusion I came to. I can't see around corners, but I see no one. And I see no one on either the horizon or in society that I really would want to be my Ronald Reagan character.
I loved Reagan. I really did.
Both
I
of us.
So much about
both
politics back then, but I learned a lot right then.
Right
about where I got started.
And that's really my point. I appreciate.
Now, let me ask you something.
All right.
Are votes going to make a difference if we get a good conservative?
Sure.
Because as flawed as he is, Trump is a good conservative. As interesting as he is, I don't know, but I think Ron DeSantis is going to be our next president.
No, DeSantis is going to burn. He's come out of the box backwards.
I think people laugh about that and go, so what? I laugh about that and go, so they had a technical glitch. Things are. Who cares? Ron's a good guy. I don't think that makes any real difference. I just don't see it being a deal breaker for anybody at all. Anybody.
It's something that begins with the assassination of Jack Kennedy, and it ends where it ends. And I don't see anybody that I want, big deal that I want. To try and mediate our way through the world right now, And it's not healthy.
You know who I want to be president? I mean, I want Tom Fitton.
Huh.
That's who I want to be president.
Interesting. There's nobody.
Wouldn't that be interesting? There is nobody else like him anywhere. Man, be a good guy. But he's not going to go there. Who would you? You must have thought about this. Who would you say if I was magic? Mm-hmm. Who would be the president?
I would find a character that would, and again, I use Reagan because I just, you know, like the world I think of Ronald Reagan, who would have the spine of a Dwight Eisenhower, who would have the wherewithal of and the kindness of even of a Jimmy Carter, but that virtue of being and understanding the country, and which I think Reagan really, really did. And not to become opportunistic, like I watched the Clintons or I watched the Obamas manipulate things, but just somebody that really legitimately loves the country. And to present Donald Trump or to present Joe Biden to me is it's going nowhere, and it's going nowhere fast. I'm going back to, hey, Rusty, you got back on. I'm sorry. I apologize what happened.
Yeah, thank you.
No, please, I love your call. Go ahead.
You just described Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott is awesome.
I watched him the other night. Yeah.
And I saw him this morning, and, you know, he has all these great alliterations and all of that, but, you know, greatness instead of grievance, and he's what we need. He can bring us together. I really believe so. He's an African American person. He's clean, man. He's clean. No, I didn't mean that. I was imitating Biden.
But your critique of my emotion is probably it's pretty spot on, because I'm watching this country come apart.
Well, he's someone I think could bring us together. I hope he gets gets some traction. I've never donated right away to a politician when I heard their announcement.
Yeah,
but I did. I kicked in $100 to his campaign right away.
And did you see how quickly they said, why is he single?
I did, and that disgusts me.
Me too. It's the same
people ask that question that are trying to get men playing in girls' sports
that's insanity.
The sex locker rooms or whatever the hell, you know?
That's insanity.
It is insanity.
It follows in its footsteps of many things that have happened historically that are just the lemmings go over the cliff. And you watch this stuff and you watch it sincerely and think, wow.
A light end to this call because I got to go. I just rediscovered one of my favorite 70s bands called the Amazing Rhythm Aces.
Oh, sure.
They had a Russell Smith, I think was his name.
Yeah.
They had an amazing song, albeit called The End Is Not in Sight.
I know it.
I don't think it had anything to do with politics, but I hear you.
I jocked. And the LP that came off of was entitled Five of a Kind, Ace. There you go.
Right. Wasn't Too Stuffed to Jump?
Yeah, no. It was
Too Stuffed to Jump is Donald Trump.
Yep. I agree.
But really, I think, give Tim Scott a good listen. He may not be mean enough to be or cutthroat enough but boy, I just think he's a great candidate, great person. I'd be very proud to have him as our president.
Take care. Great call, man. Thank you. All right. Talk about priorities. Some of us put our jobs first and you make a living, and other people put their kids and grandkids first because nothing's more important than family. Everybody has something that's important, but people rarely put their health first, and that's backwards. Do you spend quality time with your kids and grandkids and you're too tired to play? So you've built your own business and you've worked hard, and then the aches and pains keep demanding all your attention, and then there you are again. Like they say on the airplane, in emergency, you pull your oxygen mask down first before you can help the others. Cenogenics works with you to optimize all aspects of your health to give you the strength and energy and vitality to keep you achieving your goals and your dreams. Live your best life. Dr. McCallum's Cenogenics, I saw Dr. Watt this week, call C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics, 720-302-2992, 720-302-2992. Visit them at denvercenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Believe me, they will change your life. They're important. 720-302-2992. Michelle answers the phone. Ready to break? Hit it, Lou. Let's do it. Saturday morning, everyone. Welcome. The 27th of May, 2023. Good old 710 KNUS. 77 will be the high. 78 tomorrow, Monday, 80. Got rain going on. It's 1044. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Jay. Jay, you waited. Good morning. Thanks, man. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good.
Good. I enjoyed listening to the show this morning. And I'm the guy that has the 38 tank shifter, the AA.
Oh,
red
yeah.
one that I bring to MC1.
Yes, I do know your bike.
You,
I do.
You know the bike.
Yeah.
You sat on it. You haven't ridden it yet because you were too busy, but that'll come soon, I hope. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what we're dealing with and what you folks are talking about, because I heard some emotions in the voices here in the last 30 minutes about, you know, what we feel like we're losing. And I feel the same, but I also feel that we're gaining. Even some of my real liberal friends, which are good friends, they're in shock as to what they're hearing, even though it's hard to hear what's happening with the administration in Pennsylvania, whoever's running that show up there.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up on Memorial Day, and I've lost lots of family members in wars and good friends. And you and I both know Cindy Dietz, and I go to
sure.
that memorial. I was involved with that from inception. As a matter of fact, when that was dedicated, July 4th of, what was that, 07? But I'll think of the year. I have a lot of photographs. I had 20,000 people there. And some of the, you know, our motorcycle buddies that do, what's the name of our group that's getting
Patriot Guard.
Radio here?
Patriot Guard.
Yeah. Well, rode up on a Harley, and yeah. I had a fat boy at the time, and he handed me this 6-foot flag. 6x4 flag, and he says, would you carry this while we guard this, because somebody's going to try to come up and say some things to the family. And boy, you know, I had carried an American flag since I was a Boy Scout,
yeah.
and I forgot how good that feels. It was unbelievable. And great event. And here we come up to going to memorials. You know, I'll bring the WLA over to Fort Logan mm-hmm. and Annie Deeds on
because
Monday.
Of time. Because of time,
yeah.
and I need to get other guys in.
Sure.
Finish it up, Jay, please.
Sure. You know, and I just want to remember them and know that we have a turning point, and I think that turning point actually came about when they started indicting Trump. I really do think that was the stab in the heart. Whether you voted for him or not, he's an American. We all know that he cared about us. He's not perfect. But we have people in the ground that never even made it back over to the U.S. and fought wars for freedom and for you and I to speak freely on this radio station today.
Well,
and I do think we're turning. I do think we're coming around. People are in shock as to what they're finding out. It has been going on for a while.
There's moments that historians describe as tipping points, that
yeah.
the weight has pushed it so far to one side that it's not coming back. And
yeah.
We've always played in through a balance. You know, there have been conservative presidents, there have been liberal presidents, there have been people then, you know, that it are in charge that have made enormous mistakes, and there's people that have been in charge that have done all the right things. But when we went over the edge, and I think perhaps we're either on our way over or we are over, can it and will it come back to a place where it at least there's a sense of well-being and
yeah.
that, you know, for the Jay, that's gone. I mean, it in the last couple of years, yeah. it's gone. And, you know, the anger that I hear, that I listen to,
mm-hmm.
boy, that just isn't any. That's it's. I mean, and if it isn't going to be this guy, who is it going to be? Do you really think the Democrats are going to put Joe Biden back up there? No.
Well, they didn't last. It wasn't Joe Biden. He was in the basement, and whoever's running the show there. It's, you know what that is? It's like the Wizard of Oz when you pull the curtain back and the guy's pulling the spring. That's where we are right now. I swear I believe that.
I don't think it's wrong to believe it.
Yeah, well, real fast, I know if you have to go, I just want to let you know I got to ride with you with that.
We're riding.
You're on a road king now, right?
Phew, boy.
You like that better than the street?
You know, I it's not as front heavy, and you know, as I'm getting there, it's like I miss a fairing for cutting the wind, but at the same time, I really, really like the bike. I mean, it's like the last great bike, and it's just strong, and it's, you know, it's a 114, and it's. It gets on. It'll kick. It'll get out there and chase the big guys. And I just, you know, it's hard to explain motorcycling any more than it's hard to explain skiing or hard to explain all these things that are just are so important. And reading, and it's an interesting time. It's a time to think and reflect and to watch and to. But boy, there's nothing like getting on a motorcycle and going. It's the best.
Keep doing it and going into the wind.
We're going.
That's great. So I'll look forward to seeing you soon. And have a good weekend. I really appreciate it.
All right, we go to Nick. Nick, you're on the radio show. Good morning. What, did we lose Nick? Ah, somebody just sent me a picture of their bikes, man. Mr. Bortles, change the topic. Something happily, H-A-P-L-Y. Here's my ride last Saturday. 1,012 miles. He's an Iron Butt. Wish I could have joined. Yeah, there's a thing called Iron Button, and if you can do 1,000 miles in 24, when you have a, how much time do you have on an Iron Butt? Is it a day? And you get a little Iron Butt. And Jimmy Z, and them guys, they've got Iron Butts, and I'm not making it up. They get a little thing that says you did the Iron Butt. 303-696-1971. Best guys in the world coming up. Joe Williams and Sandy Clough. We'll talk about the greatest athletes with those guys. Twin Aspen Dental Center firmly believes that preventative and protective dental care is the best way for you to enjoy a healthy smile for as long as possible. Sometimes you might need a tooth replaced. Sometimes a fractured root, a failed root canal, a permanent tooth that can never grow, can leave you with that annoying gap that you want filled. Now comes Drs. Brian Richter and Dr. Schneider. They always take time to hear your concerns and come up with a plan that's right for you. Taking a conservative approach, which they always tell patients, an implant is a single-tooth solution for a single-tooth problem. For your convenience, they accept most dental insurance plans and even offer reduced free dental membership plans that allow you as an individual or your families to receive preventative care in addition to quality dental care, all the dental treatment, reduced prices, take the first step. These are good guys and good friends. Twin Aspen Dental Center. Keep your great smile and getting a better smile. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. Find out how much more to their services and how much more to their plans. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466, 303-841-7466. Do not wait. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, right off of Parker Road, and they're the good guys. It's 24 hours to get an Iron Butt. We got time to slick the guy in here? All right, Nick, we got a few minutes. Thanks for the call.
No,
we're having a break off. Go ahead.
I'm going to make this very quick. I am close to your age. I'm 77, close to 78, so I'm kind of in your age bracket. So I had to live through the whole 1960s, early 70s. Now, whether we are going to pull back from the brink, only time will tell. But I think an interesting parallel can be made to the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s.
Absolutely.
You know the history better than I did, or I do. Things went over the cliff.
Yes.
And they had reached a point of no return in German politics, and the rest, as they say, is history. Whether we're there, I don't know. I do know that from the little I know of history, things were equally, if not worse, in the 1850s, just before the Civil War broke out. And so I don't know whether we've passed the point of no return or not. I don't know. Hopefully we're not. Hopefully we'll pull back. But I don't have an answer.
There's two theories that get stuck in here. One is called the quickening, that when that time period you're talking about initially, either the Weimar or up to the American Civil War, as fast as things went, they went slow. We now live in this other era of technology and social media and everything that you and I could talk about. So things become quicker, faster, and quicker, and faster and quicker,
true,
and faster and quicker.
True.
And what was. And the other one is when the balance is lost. And there was a book, I'm trying to find it again. It's entitled When Men Revolt and Why. And men revolt on their knees. They do not revolt on their backs. They revolt in when they're trying to stand, you know, when they're pushing up off the ground to stand.
Right.
That's the revolt period. So I don't know. Or are we just, you know, happy and watching it happen?
No,
people
are not happy, because even if you got a pay raise, for most people, including myself, we're struggling to make ends meet. And we know deep down inside, whether you want to admit to it or not, has nothing to do with whether you're Republican or Democratic, that things are out of whack.
Yes.
Things are out of whack. Things are not working. And people, if they don't want to admit to it, at least they know it on a subconscious level.
I think there's a lot to what you just said. I really do. That on some level, walking, whatever it is, walking down the mall, you know something's just not right. And when I leave here, there's just a lineup of these homeless camps all the way down 225.
Yes. Now, and I had a very simple question to ask the two mayoral candidates, Brauch, however you pronounce her name,
Brauch,
and Johnston. In all your programs, all I hear from you, it's a one-way street, that we, the taxpayers, have to pay for this, have to pay for that, have to pay for this. Where is the obligation of the people who are in this position to pay us back?
There is no...
Can't be a one-way street.
Neither.
And that is why step one works and all the other stuff has failed.
That's why none of these programs that these people are going to implement are going to be successful. If it's Kelly Bruff, if it's John, it's the same thing. They're both sides of the same coin that they're trying to...
Yes.
And believe me when I tell you, that's one of those moments where if anybody thinks that either one of those people are going to clean up homelessness,
No,
they're not. You take care of yourself.
They're just going to a deeper financial hole for ourselves.
And indeed.
And I tell you what, when you're walking down the street or driving down the street, and the roads are in terrible shape, you know things are starting to hit rock.
They're horrible.
The roads around here in Denver are terrible. So the question arises, where is all the money going to fix the roads? Well, it's being siphoned off on all kinds of different
directions.
All
kinds of things, sure.
But it's not to fix the roads.
No. Take care. Joe Williams and Sandy Clough, Greatest Athletes. We'll talk about Jim Brown. I love this segment coming up. The two greatest talk show hosts in the city of Denver. The Hitman, Joe Williams, the one and only. And Sandy Clough, next on 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.